Sitkin Megan Pasternak stands in her kitchen holding a bag of garbage.
So tell me, what's in your trash?
Not much. There's a couple used paper towels, I hate to admit, and some stuff that could be composted because it's vegetable stuff, but we aren't doing that anymore because of the bears around here, and some plastics that I couldn't recycle, and a few odds and ends.
Do you ever think about what happens to it?
Not really, but I always like garbage day because it goes away from my house and just disappears.
Of course, it doesn't. A garbage truck picks up her trash can, dumps the contents inside, and hauls it to a solid waste transfer station across town. There, it and most other Sitka trash is unloaded, shoved into shipping containers, and trucked back across town to a barge dock. It joins more containers from Sitka and other southeast towns. Sitka's trash has taken that trip since the year 2000, when officials realized they were running out of space.
The landfill was reaching a level to where they really needed a new location. It was becoming a mountain.
Former Sitka City Administrator Hugh Bevan says officials considered building a new dump, but more stringent environmental regulations would have made it extremely expensive. New landfills have to virtually eliminate polluted runoff, and that's hard to do in Southeast, where it rains up to 12 feet a year.
And the idea of shipping waste to an off-island landfill rose to the top as being the most cost-effective over the long term.
Sitka now barges approximately 8,000 tons of garbage a year, around 800 miles to the south. It's joined by trash from four neighboring cities, as well as some recycling. There, it begins the next step of the journey.
I'm Ed Ronco in Seattle. Just about 10 days after they leave Sitka, the barges full of trash make their way to the Puget Sound region here in Washington. Alaska Marine Lines carries garbage from communities with as few as 400 people and as many as 14,000. From there, a truck is going to take these containers full of trash to the place I'm standing right now. This is the Republic Services Yard. It's just south of downtown Seattle, a noisy place. Lots of trucks coming and going, lots of trash coming in from local sources. And then in front of me, containers full of trash from Alaska. Inside these containers, you know, everything that's in your trash can. Banana peels, lawn clippings, the plate you dropped while you were doing the dishes a couple weeks ago. Each year, this place moves nearly 22,000 tons of trash from southeast Alaska. And from here, the containers full of trash, they go onto rail cars, and then they're off, traveling about 300 miles east, and that is where we're heading next.
I'm Tom Bonsi at the Roosevelt Regional Landfill in South Central Washington. This is where the long journey of Southeast Alaska's trash comes to an end. We're in a wide bowl a few miles above the Columbia River. It's bone dry and there's not a neighbor in sight, which are two key reasons why this landfill is here and why it's been so successful in getting contracts with cities near and far.
It's under the radar, and really that's the way we like it.
Don Tibbetts is a Washington State-based manager for Republic Services, which owns this landfill. Republic won the long-distance disposal contract from the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority and two separate cities.
People like the garbage ferries to just take care of the garbage. They don't want to know where it goes. They just want to make sure it's being handled responsibly.
Tibbetts says the regional landfill business took off when the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency cracked down on the nasty runoff from garbage dumps. Tibbetts says this landfill is highly engineered with liners and collection systems to capture and treat whatever harmful liquid does percolate through. As you heard Ed Ronco explain, Southeast Alaska's garbage leaves Seattle for here by train, along with much of Western Washington's trash. The arriving trains often stretch more than a mile long.
So more than likely, about 10% of the containers that you see on the train in front of you has Alaska waste on it.
One last truck ride shuttles the garbage containers a short distance uphill to the landfill, where the trash is finally tipped out, compacted, and buried. The decomposing garbage generates landfill gas, or methane. A network of pipes and wells collects that gas and sends it next door to a small power plant to be burned to make electricity. So in a small way, the banana peels and hamburger wrappers Alaskans throw away indirectly light homes in the small towns of South Central Washington State. And now we head back to Ed Schoenfeld in Southeast Alaska, where this all began.
Before this region's communities started shipping garbage to the lower 48, they considered a similar option not so far away. A group called the Southeast Alaska Regional Solid Waste Authority looked at a chunk of land in Thorn Bay, a former logging camp on Prince of Wales Island's eastern shore. City Administrator Wayne Benner heads up the authority's board.
That actually was a serious prospect. When they first started up, they were looking at a regional landfill facility, but then after the study was done to look at it, it just did not pencil out.
So Petersburg, Wrangell, and Kluwak joined Sitka and Ketchikan by hiring Republic Services to haul their garbage south. Benner says Thorn Bay will be next. It's always possible that new technology and attitudes will change how the region's garbage is handled. But till then, Sitka's Hugh Bevan thinks barging it south is the best solution.
The thing to keep in mind with solid waste is that you're responsible for it forever. So if you build a landfill in your town, the responsibility for it flows to the next generation, along with all the capital costs associated with it.
Not every Southeast community ships out its trash. Juneau, with about half of the region's population, still uses a local landfill. So does Haines. In both cases, garbage collection and disposal is done by a private company. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.